When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I think we can all agree that Leroy needs to grow up.
I think this commercial break definitely prove that.
We're not, our show is not HR friendly.
What happened?
You don't want to know.
All right. Let's get to our favorite Thursday game. That is Goosies.
No Goosies.
No Goosies. The floor is yours, Froggy.
All righty, gentlemen and gentle lady.
I got the first one. Frog boy working more than 3 days a week. Goosies, no Goosies. No Goosies.
Wait till you see tomorrow, baby. Wait till you see tomorrow.
Let it be known right now. Are you in tomorrow?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Wow.
Read the board right next to you.
Maybe I'll
read it.
Maybe I'll pop my head in for.
So who misses? Who misses more days, Marcos or
Jimmy Butler?
No, no. I was gonna say Marcos or Crowder's tooth.
Man. I think actually his tooth has been more consistent than me recently, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. How about Jimmy Butler? No?
Well, I wish I got paid like Jimmy Butler.
What? No.
Tyler Hero tells Miami Heat website that he has completely changed his shot chart to copy Steph Curry. The exact quote, "I feel like with my body type, since I'm swole, and the way I play, it's like Steph Curry. Try to make my shot profile so identical to Steph as possible. Steph shoots a lot of threes, obviously. The rest are at the rim, layups and free throws." Isn't that like everywhere? That's kind of what I'm trying to resemble. It's literally what Steph's doing. Does that give you goosey?
He said that?
That's what he said. He said that?
Wait. First of all, it's literally what Spo's been telling him all year.
No.
He said that?
That's what he said.
He said that? Here we go. He's like, I'm like, here we go.
Intangible Curry.
Wow.
Come on.
So he said.
He said it.
He just called him Intangible Curry. No.
So wait, he said. He's going to copy.
You're going to do it. Let me tell you right now.
What am I doing?
You're going to go so to the extreme so much, it. I'm not going to have the goosies. Because you're going to overdo it. You're going to overdo it.
I'm not overdoing it. Mm. But you got to admit.
Yeah.
That's goosies galore, dude.
Come on, man.
What are you talking about?
Come on.
Goosies galore.
No. No goosies.
No goosies? No goosies? Not a single goose?
No, you guys overdid it. I was very, look, I'm very impressed with what Tyler Hero has done.
I can go
year.
Down the hall right now to the, and go, what'd you just do? Copy machine? That's literally Tyler Hero and Steph Curry right now.
Is that the copy machine?
So much for not overdoing it. Just
get that checked
it.
In. I mean, that's. Sounds what like is a copy
that?
Machine. Sounds
like your flatline.
Control C, Control V.
There you go.
How about that?
Copy paste. Shortcut.
JFig. Got the Goosies.
As much as I enjoy watching Tyler Hero play, you just ruined it.
Why?
You ruined it for me because you overdo it. You overdo it all the time. To where, okay, now if I say I don't have Goosies, I'm a hater. But you went too far. You have to overdo it. No. See?
Wow.
Look, like we got We got trumpets and all this. No.
Mine's better. Who does the best copy machine? You do it first, Tobin. Go. All right, now let me hear yours, Fig. Oh, that's not good. Ready for this one?
That sounds like a bird. No.
Oh, no, come on.
Okay. That was sounds a little old. Like you gotta get that the technician to see.
Mine sounds
yours.
Old.
Yeah.
Hey. Ticket to engineer.
Your printer need to fill out a ticket.
That's a point.
Gooseys.
What about you, Froggy? You got the gooseys?
Yes, I agree with you and Figgy. I think it is gooseys.
No, too much.
All
right. Well, too much. Can't hey, my mic needs some Blue Chew. Just sagging.
Stop playing with it.
That's how you.
Well,
all right. Steph Curry.
That's how you fix it.
Steph Curry, 3-point makes to 10.1 attempts a game.
Oh, 40%.
Tyler Hero, 4.2. He's almost there.
How many attempts a game?
10.1.
So they both have the same amount of attempts.
You're mm-hmm. just yeah. jammed. Stop it.
I'm going to make it one of you. Okay, number two on the list.
Ooh, Snickerdoodle Pop-Tarts.
All right, not number two. That is not number two on the list. Yeah. But something just as affordable as Snickerdoodle Pop-Tarts is the new concession stand prices for the Phoenix Suns. They have slashed their hot dog, popcorn, soda, and water prices to $2 apiece.
All of them?
What?
Who's this now?
What are you
the Suns.
I really appreciate you guys.
The Phoenix Suns
really have slashed their prices. In. Hot dogs, peanuts, popcorn, soda water, $2 a piece.
Yeah.
For this weekend?
No, for the rest of the season.
Because why? Nobody's going to games.
I don't think so. I don't think that's why that is. You would think that they would get a lot of fans.
Leroy hates me. He must.
Does that give me the goosies?
All those things that you
yes, you know what? I got the goosies. You know why? Because you spend so much for your tickets. I appreciate somebody giving you a break on something. Why should you go spend an arm and a leg to get to a game, and then when you get the game, they try to just milk you dry? You know what? Good for them.
All right. So that's goosies for Leroy.
They're still, and guess what?
Yeah.
They're still making money. Mm-hmm. Got to charge $12 for a damn hot dog that's all dried up. The bread's all stale. Like, come on.
The pretzels.
Yes. It's Hero. Embarrassing.
Tyler Hero's married 15 more threes than Steph Curry this
Look
year.
At that.
Okay. Listen. Hey. Can I just say this?
15 more.
Can I just say this?
I feel like mine is getting better.
If I gave you a choice, you'd take Steph Curry.
Maybe in past years.
Yeah.
You know. Old man can play all the games like Tyler did this
Over
year.
The hill. Oh. All right.
You know.
Which would be a first for him.
I would say no goosies no to them goosies. Slashing prices.
Wow.
Because
wow.
they're sticking their beak in the Heat's business.
You want them to wait.
Reports.
You want them to pay full? You would rather go there and pay full price?
I hope the Suns fan has to pay $10 per hot dog and they can stop talking about Jimmy Butler.
$10 glizzies. That's crazy.
I don't like you saying that.
Well, I'm just so, dude,
everyone,
I don't like that.
Realize. Okay. All right.
JFig?
I have goosies because these are things that you can, outside of a stadium goosies. Or arena, you get this for that exact price.
You ever go to the Arepa card outside the Kaseya Center?
No, let me tell you, I used to love that about when you first, you know, when you park outside of Marlins Park.
Oh, no.
And you walk there. Oh. Yeah. They have all kinds of little stands.
True.
Always give garage, me a hot dog.
Dade South says, cheap meat will always give Leroy's the goosies.
Yeah, it's true.
Don't look at me.
I mean, it's a hot dog.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Technically meat. It's on the fringes of.
It's not a vegetable.
It's more like a cold cut.
Yes.
A cold cut.
Yeah.
I don't want to get
like bologna.
Please don't.
Hey.
What
hear
are
me
you,
out.
Where are your goosies?
Apple Jack's Pop Tarts.
He hates me. I know he hates me.
He doesn't want
to hear you.
No.
Every time Marcos has to say something, you ignore him.
Hate me, dude. I do not have the goosies for one reason only. $2 for water sounds good until you find out it's Dasani. Gross, dude. I'd never pay $2 for that.
Dasani, they just take faucet water and filter it.
That's gross.
That's basically what it is. Still cheaper than it was.
I'd take it.
True. You guys ready for number three?
Yep. Yes.
Number three comes from Darvin Ham. You guys remember him?
Yeah.
Used to coach the Lakers. Now is Doc Rivers' lead assistant.
He does kind of, yeah. Isn't he?
Never lost in the NBA Cup.
Yes, he is the NBA Cup. They will put him in the rafters, I'm assuming. But he was quoted with a bit of a shot to the Lakers, hosing them down.
Wow.
He said, to do as well as I did, I swear to God. Anywhere else, I'm probably looking at an extension with what I did, Ham said. I'm not talking about feelings. I'm talking about actual facts. They go from not making it to the playoffs to the Final Four in the NBA, the conference finals. Then you win the in-season tournament, navigate through all the injuries, and win both of your playing games to get in the playoffs. Bleep the Lakers. Sorry, okay.
That's too strong. He didn't say that.
I may have added that last
sentence. I got the goosies. You want to know why? He's right. The only reason that he got fired is because LeBron didn't like him, got in his feelings, because Darvin Ham had the audacity to say the same thing J.J. Redick did, which is, hey, old man, maybe we shouldn't play you so many minutes. Hated him. You could tell he hated Darvin. And who did he get replaced by? Not even a coach. A podcaster.
That's true.
A podcaster. So I got the goosies, him telling it like it is. Leroy?
Nice.
It's actually pretty cool to hear him like put it out there. He's not lying. It sucks in this world that we hate winning, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're having success, it's up to everybody involved to just make it work because you're having success. And we don't do that. Now it's about everybody's feelings. So, yep.
Jennifer?
I got the goosies.
We both have the goosies.
Goosies.
Frog
boy
got the goosies, called out the Lakers, did not mince his words. I appreciate that.
I mean, wow. He didn't have to mince his words. Yeah, like what he said was factual.
All right.
Give us one more, Marcos.
All right. It is the end of the year. People have been waiting on this. Lines wrapped around the building. I want your opinion on it. The newsletter.
Wow!
Yeah!
The newsletter!
Minus one.
Why?
Minus
why? Why? You gave
minus
the newsletter?
Minus one for sass.
Wow. I don't know.
Minus one.
I was going to say gooseys.
Mm-hmm. For sass.
That was!
Oh!
That's a lot of pages.
Gooseys. Well, you know what? If people were to send me information when I asked for it the first time,
you're missing some
then
birthdays.
We would have had, you know, three more before this one.
Saw a couple birthdays missing there as well. Wonder what that's about.
Yeah, yours.
Well, I'm in August.
Stupid ass month.
No, hey, hold on.
Wow. Man.
Yeah. But the goose, great job, Jennifer.
Great
job.
Thank you.
I mean, we really should have gotten more pages, though, than Radio Libre. I feel like, you know.
What
we,
are you talking about?
They just got here.
We had
they
three just got pages. Them. We had three
we
pages.
No, just I mean our no, show specifically.
Our show.
We had a whole page.
I think we should have gotten three pages.
Let me see.
Really?
A lot of stuff we could have put
then
on
maybe
there.
You should have sent me more stuff.
I sent you plenty of stuff.
You're on the show.
You're here.
I asked you for I don't know how long for
videos. I don't understand. Why do I have to get all this stuff?
Because it's on your camera.
What do you mean, dude? It's not like I'm not hiding film rolls like this is 1994.
Look,
it's all on the internet.
Drive. We don't share a drive.
You ever seen an author put their picture on the cover of the book? Anyone ever seen this before?
Have you opened a newsletter?
Yes.
I mean, a newspaper? It's kind of like that.
I haven't opened. I mean, I never see. Oh, there he is.
Wait. You ask Marcos if he opened a newspaper. You already know the answer to that.
I've opened the comic section.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, I used to love Garfield.
Well,
when
I was in journalism, that's exactly what I would see.
So you were a journalist?
I was. I had classes.
She was journalist adjacent.
You know what's funny? I started off doing the sports section in middle school.
Really?
In journalism class.
Really?
Yeah.
Sports.
And then when did you start covering the Devil's music?
No, that came actually right after that class.
Leroy, you got the Goosies from the newsletter?
A lot of J Fig in this.
If I would say it was a bit wordy, but I fought through it to show support for Jennifer.
Yeah.
Yes.
I made it. I give her the Goosies.
Oh!
I'm going to give myself Goosies galore.
Wow!
Yeah. Goosies galore.
Like, you know. By the way, we can't be goosing ourselves. That's
a self-goose.
I did a great job.
I like the way that sounds.
You did do a great job.
Thanks.
A lot of pages.
Yeah, nobody questioning the job you did.
Oh, look at Claudia at the end.
Yeah, nice. Wow. That's trying to keep that job. We know what that is.
No, being very inclusive here.
Froggy?
Look, this is one of the best newsletters I've ever seen in the last 4 months. So I'm going to go ahead and say, this is Goosies.
Goosies.
We got Odyssey Quarterly.
Cannot wait. Yeah. Cannot wait for
Q1. I'm not sending you Odyssey points, okay?
Can I send you Odyssey points?
Sure.
Yeah.
Right. Q1.
I already got sent some Odyssey points because of my great work.
From my department. They said, only 700 more Odyssey points, you can get a decoder ring.
Ooh.
So yeah, I just the Odyssey gift shop is just not made for me.
You don't want Odyssey socks?
Socks?
Oh, socks.
Grip socks?
The only thing I want to see Odyssey on is that chick.
That Monion.
That Monion.
Everybody have a great rest of your Thursday.
Thank you.
Yep.
And we'll talk to you rascals, except for Frog Boy. We call him Mole Three for Weaker, you know?
Well,
what
you
a
know.
Flake.
You know, Jimmy Butler can do it, no problem.
You're a flake.
Talk to you guys tomorrow.
Like
you know, I got it in the middle of the season, but what I gather is they go on a date. They all see who they like. They all go on, like,
every now and then. Ow!
Can you stop doing that?
The top of my foot! If you see some other man snuggling up to her and treating her nice.
Jessica!
Hope you mother have a good day.